Hey, coming up, we got the Classic Rock Time Capsule. And I'm going to ask Christian a question about Dire Straits today.
Spent my life in it.
And if you... That's true. If you know the, if you, Christian knows the answer, you get to second guess him. We'll have a lovely prize package. You can call right now and get on the phone and we'll have you playing it. 888-696-1003 if you call a three. Or you can also call with words of encouragement. We welcome those.
Those are nice.
Yeah. It's Andy in the Afternoon on The Sound. Keep it to yourself. It's my life. This is 100.3 The Sound. Andy in the Afternoon is the program. I'm Andy Chaley. And that's Christian Hanrod over there. And in just a moment, we're going to do the Classic Rock Time Capsule. This is great fun. Call the kids in from the yard for this because it's worth it. What we do is I ask Christian a question at the end after I've told you wonderful little bits of information about this date in rock history. And then you get to vie for a lovely prize package. And on the phone, I'm told we have Paula from Lakewood. Is that right?
That's right.
Hi, Paula.
Hi.
Hold tight, because in just a minute, this is just going to be loads of fun. You'll tell your grandchildren about this.
Yes, for sure. I will.
In a moment, we'll do the Classic Rock Time Capsule on 100.3 The Sound. I pressed that button. It's 100.3 The Sound. Time to get into the Time Capsule.
Oof. It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's do it. And let's bring in Paula from Lakewood. She's working downtown right now at a law firm. How you doing, Paula?
Fine.
Excellent. Paula, thank you for being part of the heartbeat of the Southland and a listener of the show. Appreciate it. Just a second, we're going to have a question for Christian about Dire Straits. So get on Wikipedia, do all your research, and you'll see if you can second guess him for a lovely prize package. But right now it's Wednesday, May 25th, 2016. And lots of sickness and injury pervading the capsule today, like with these guys. Today in 1965, Dave Davis of the Kinks flies like Superman into a cymbal, into Mick Avery, the drummer's cymbal, on the stage in London. He's knocked out cold. Kinks have to cancel the rest of the tour. He's hurt so badly. Now, some people think that it's this incident and some other infighting and other incidents with the Kinks that get them banned. The performance unions banned the Kinks from performing in the U.S. for years. Now, think about that. The Kinks do pretty well for themselves in America. But might they have been even bigger, like on a level of a Who or something, if they'd have been allowed to tour here during the height of the British invasion? It's an interesting question. 1997 on this day, just one day after his 56th birthday, Bob Dylan is admitted over right here, the Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, just right over here. Turns out he doesn't feel very good. He's complaining of chest pains, histoplasmosis. Is the diagnosis.
I'd like to hear him pronounce that.
Histoplasmosis is the diagnosis. It's an inflammation around the heart. He has to cancel his European tour, but he gets to live two more decades and counting, so that's good. 16 years ago, Eddie Van Halen tested for cancer at a Houston hospital. Hospital makes a statement saying, oh, he's not ill, it's just routine testing. We find out later he is ill and has to have about a third of his tongue removed, but another happy outcome. In 2002, Eddie is declared cancer-free. That's good news, right, David Lee? I knew you'd agree. All right, we're bringing Paula back in for this question. Christian,
yes.
About Dire Straits. The album Brothers in Arms hits number one on this date in 1985. What does the DDD on the label of that compact disc mean?
Andy, you insult me with this sort of question.
I try.
What that means is that it was recorded in digital, it was mastered in digital, and then it was replicated in digital.
Is that right, Paula?
Well, I know from listening to the show that he's usually wrong, so I'm going to say no.
In this one instance,
yeah.
He's actually...
Even a broken clock, say right.
Say yeah, he's right. Yeah.
He's right.
He's right!
Yeah.
That's right!
Oh, wait. Well guessed.
Or is it this?
Big D, little D, what begins with D? Donuts and a duck dog, D, D, D.
No, actually, it was the digital thing.
Yeah.
So tell her what she's won, Sammy.
Tickets to the Lost Highway Festival at San Manuel Amphitheater and Festival Grounds, and four tickets to the Grammy Museum where they have this Bruce Springsteen, A Photographic Journey exhibit up.
That's fantastic. Well, hold the phone, Paula. We're going to get some information from you, okay?
Okay.
I went to that this morning. It's awesome.
Is it?
Yeah, I've never been to the Grammy Museum. It's actually a very cool museum.
Nice.
I urge everybody.
Downtown's a place to be,
yep.
Isn't it?
It is.
We're going to let Double D, Dave Davis and the Kinks, play us out on Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule. You're listening to Andy in the Afternoon. It's the heartbeat of the Southland.
Yeah, keep saying that.
On 100.3, The Sound. No, I don't want to get fooled again tonight on Song Fight. Song Fight last night was decided by a coin flip because there was an
exact
tie. Hundreds of texts. A coin flip. We're going to put our songs up for you in just a second so you can choose and vote on the sound. Stick around.
I did win, though.
It's all getting sync. Aerosmith on 100.3, The Sound. It's time for Song Fight.
Round one, fight.
It's what we do every day at 3:40. Christian and I will both pick a song, and then you vote, say which song wins. It's all in your gut, and then you text it to us. Christian, you won yesterday, breaking the tie, so you get to go first.
Well, Andy, I don't know if you know this song, but it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Oh, you know this one?
Uh-huh.
Oh. It's by a band called 10cc.
Is it?
Yep. It's called I'm Not in Love.
Hmm.
And it's not much heard on the radio. That's why I thought I'd play it today.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's a great one.
I actually despise you for picking it. Let me jump to the hook so you can hear it.
I'm not in love, so don't forget it.
It really is beautiful, isn't it?
It's great.
Yeah.
It's just a silly phase I'm going through.
Had to invent a whole new way of recording to do
it. There's a great documentary on YouTube if you're interested in finding out how they did it. It's incredible.
Well, I chose a song today by Eric Clapton. I wanted to play something deep from Eric Clapton, an album cut that only real Eric Clapton fans would know inside and out. It's 8.5 minutes. No, this is the core.
Wow.
This is real Clapton.
Yeah. Dude. This is blues Clapton.
You want to hear this in its entirety? All 8.5, almost 9 minutes of it in the 6 o'clock hour?
Mine's 6 minutes, so we're really going for the LP on this one.
Well, you want to vote for this one then? Let me jump to the hook so you can hear it. Okay, so you want to text A to 21003 if that's your pick, or C to 21003 if it's the 10cc for Christian. A or C to 21003. Don't text and drive. Standard rates apply. We'll have the results after 6, and the winning song will be aired. Vote your conscience. Christian's one ahead. That's important information for you to have.
I don't think that's important.
It isn't?
It just felt
important.
No. I mean, I know it does to you.
Cars are up next on the sound.
It's not.
Hey, Andy, I'm one of your listeners, and I just was wondering how you guys isolate, like, vocal tracks or instrumental tracks. I just wanted to try to play my drums along with some of the artists. If you could maybe put that on your website, how it's done or what kind of application you could buy or whatever, but I think it's pretty cool, and thanks a lot for doing it. My number's 949-68.
Yeah, we don't need to have that on there.
No.
And my first name is Ralph.
Thanks. Ralph! Yeah. Great question, Ralph. Christian, how do you do that?
Well, Andy, the answer is simply I'm a wizard.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that was easier than I thought.
Yeah. But if you go on YouTube, you can find a bunch of these isolated vocals and drums and guitars and bass, and you can do everything you want right there. It's awesome fun for the family, and I encourage you to do it, so you don't necessarily have to be a wizard.
All right. And we'll do one from Rush coming up in just a few minutes on the sound.
Let me get my wand out.
Oh, did I mention we have Disney tickets to give away?
Andy, you failed to mention that.
Well, I'm doing it now.
You just did.
It's going to happen in a few minutes. Maybe right after this Joe Walsh song.
A 4-pack.
Sing it, Gene Simmons.
Amazing.
Kids are out of school this week. Mine are, anyway. Disneyland Resort Diamond Celebration. You got to get your family down to see it this summer, right? They've got that Frozen Live at the Hyperion music spectacular they're going to do and Star Wars stuff down there. So, I have a 4-pack of one-day, one-park tickets. Why don't you be the third caller right now at 888-696-1003. We'll hook you up with that 4-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to the happiest place on Earth besides this studio, Disneyland. This is The Sound. You hear that? that, you know, it's time to go deep inside the music with Christian.
Andy, people always ask me as a drummer what drummer I'd want to be for a live show. And I always say I wouldn't want to be a drummer for a live show. I'd want to be a guitar player for a live show. And if I was going to be a guitar player...
Alex Life's in a Rush.
It's the only one.
It's so good. You know what this sounds like?
Williams. Come on, Alex.
That is Godzilla personified. Yeah. My goodness.
He is the Godzilla guitar players.
Good job, bub.
Good job, Alex Lifeson.
100.3, the sound. Mmm, 100.3, the sound of Southern California. Christian, you know, yesterday I talked about this kid on The Voice. I've never watched the show. I never watched reality TV. But Laith Alsadi is his name, and I just saw it go across the wire that Joe Walsh was going to do Rocky Mountain Way with him.
Uh-huh.
Was it worth it? You tell me here.
Is it worth recording it on Edison Reel?
Well, the only thing, I put it up on our website, but you have to sit through an introduction by Carson Daly first.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Yeah, I'm going to spare everybody that.
Spend the last year, Rocky Mountain Way. Nope.
That's Joe. Come on. Yeah, I thought they pulled the whole thing off really well. You can find it online if you care about such things.
Did he play guitar as well, or was he just singing?
Both of them played.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, Joe on the vocoder and the slide, and this other guy plays a pretty mean guitar. He'll never win because he looks like ZZ Top. But yeah.
He looks like he ate
It's not the 80s anymore, people. Yeah. That was shallow. Hey, we've got something to give away from Eric Clapton's vault. We'll talk to you about that in just a moment on The Sound. I sure hope this song wins Song Fight. Is it okay that I mention that here? You have a brand new album from Eric Clapton that you want to give away.
It's got a new record. It's called I Still Do. It's in stores now, and it's awesome. We have it on 180 milligram vinyl, which is the best pressings you can get, courtesy of my friends over at Bush Branch and Surf Dog Records. If you are the first caller to tell us, Andy, two other bands that Eric Clapton has played in, I will give you personally this premiere pressing of his brand new record.
Any classic rock fan worth their salt should be able to do that. 888-696-1003. First person.
Two other bands.
Two bands that he's been in.
And he's been in a few.
He's been in...
more than a few.
Six.
Something like that. All right,
thanks. Good luck. 100.3 The Sound, by the way. Andy in the Afternoon. The Sound. Who's this?
Brian.
Brian, you a Eric Clapton fan?
I am.
All right, well then, name for me two bands that Eric Clapton's been in.
Cream and the Yardbirds.
Well, that counts.
Kudos.
Nicely done.
Well done, man.
Brian, you're going to get this lovely album on vinyl, the new one that he's put out. He says it may be his last one, and I haven't heard it, but I've heard people say if it is his last one, it's a great swan song.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Awesome, brother. Well, thanks for listening to the program. Thanks for being part of the heartbeat of the Southland.
Of course.
Of course.
Nah, I'm naturally, sir.
Naturally, yeah. I'm part of the heartbeat.
Just give me free stuff.
You're all part of the heartbeat. You too on 100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the Afternoon. Hey, just a second. We'll reveal how Christian's cheating in Song Fight again. Be fun. Catch up on that.
Huh? What am I doing?
Meantime, the Cars on 100.3 The Sound.
No, hold on. Let me check.
Tell you all about it. Sure like that. Chiming Lindsey Buckingham guitar.
He's very good.
Fleetwood Mac on 100.3 The Sound.
Round one, Fight.
So, Song Fight today, something really interesting happened. I chose a deep album cut from Eric Clapton, one that I think that real Clapton fans love. The Core. 8.5 minutes long plus.
It's an opus. Isn't this from Hair?
Shut up. On the other hand, Christian chose one of the most played songs of all time with over 4 million radio plays. Worldwide number one smash single. So don't forget. Thanks for thumbing your nose at adventure and zipping a fastball right across the plate there, buddy. I'm going through. Pandering, opportunistic.
I think you're trying to lead the witnesses here, pal. I gotta be honest with you. You seem to say a lot less stuff about your own song and a lot more about
mine. Let me say something about mine. If you like my song, then you should text A to 21003 so that it wins Song Fight tonight and gets played in the 6 o'clock hour. If you like Christian's song, by all means, it's a wonderful song. I mean, 4 million radio listeners can't be wrong. You should text C to 21003.
I'm starting to think that maybe I should be in charge.
I'm going to pick Yesterday tomorrow, I think.
Ooh,
Yesterday for
be...
the Beatles. See how that does. Yeah. See how that little ditty fares.
Right. Okay. There's no rules in Song Fight,
though. Skinner is next on The Sound. You're listening to 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. Christian, you know this song, the long vamp, the guitar solos at the end?
Yeah.
It was originally intended to give Ronnie Van Zant, the singer, a chance to go rest.
Is that what it's for?
They were playing like 3 and 4 shows a night at clubs. So
you know what?
They give him a chance to go off and have a blow.
You can get a good power nap in while those guitar solos are happening.
Definitely get a disco nap in.
I think I might do it today.
And it's supported by Chevy Silverado. Celebrate Memorial Day all month long during the Chevy Drive event at your Southern California Chevy dealers. Don't miss huge Memorial Day savings on award-winning trucks, cars, and crossovers.
Man, you're good at that.
I know. There we go. It's the fourth horseman of the apocalypse. Because Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution by AC/DC appears in a new ad for Applebee's.
Okay, I'm going home. That's it. I'm done here, everybody. Pack it up, Andy.
Oi is right.
We're out.
100.3 The Sound. We're commercial free, you know. And now on The Sound, a word from Joe Walsh.
Ew, boom, a lily, wah, wah, beep, beep, bop, a loo, whoa, yeah.
Actually, let's let his guitar do the talking.
He's never wrong, really. Let's be honest.
It's true. Eagles. Commercial free for, gosh, an awful long time on The Sound. It's pretty cool. Did you know that if you write a killer party anthem like that, that your drummer can take some of the verses off?
Yeah, no, it hurts. You know who's an amazing drummer, Andy?
Yes, I do.
Who?
Matt Thompson.
Yes.
Mark's the Matter Cat.
Of Matt and Frank fame. He's going to be in tomorrow morning. They're going to take, usually what they do is they play the drums and bass to a song where I've removed it. I'm not going to be in tomorrow morning, but they're going to be doing Toto's Rosanna.
Oh, that's a high bar.
That is a high bar, and the drums alone, our Picaro is on the mountain of fame of drummers, so it's going to be a huge achievement. Check it out tomorrow morning, Mark.
Oh, you're just pulling in the driveway. Stay in the car for a few more minutes. I've convinced Christian to do another breakdown here in a couple of minutes. This time, Guns N' Roses.
It's a good one.
It's a really good one.
It's not a duffer, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't.
Oh.
Sometimes when you go deep into the music, you appreciate it more than you ever did before. Christian, show us.
Well, Duff McKagan, hence my Duffer joke earlier on, Andy, is also, not only is he the bass player, or was he the bass player, I guess he still is for Guns N' Roses. What else has he done?
Well, he's back in, he's also was part of the Hollywood Vampires, but he's a musician, he's a songwriter, a producer, a columnist.
That'll make sense.
Now an investment advisor. He went back to school to get his degree and started an investment firm.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Just sitting here playing songs. Listen to this playing. You're not even going to know the song.
It's clean playing, too.
Very clean. Here we go. I mean, it's the whole song in the bass line, right?
Pretty good.
Welcome to the jungle.
How about that?
I like the per-per-do-per-do-per-do bit.
Yeah.
Nicely played, Duff McKagan. By the way, what do I do about my 401k plan?
I'm a newly minted Duff McKagan fan. How about that?
Woo!
100.3 The Sound, by the way.
He'd probably tell you to invest it all in Guns and Roses.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Because Guns and Butter.
Yeah. Oh, that's even better.
Christian, starting on Thursday at noon on The Sound, okay. It's the most enjoyable survey you'll ever take part in. We're going to play over 800 songs, alphabetical order, big variety, and then you can text like or dislike for every song to 21003. We'll tabulate the results. You'll have a hand in maybe seeing how the sound sounds.
Oh, I see what you did
from
there.
From here on out.
Andy.
And it's brought to you by the way, Subaru and the 2016 Crosstrek. Mm. Love where it takes you.
I would like you.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks.
Round one. Fight.
So every day at 3:40, we each pick a song, and then you text and tell us which song wins. It's called Song Fight, and it was a beatdown today. I picked The Core from Eric Clapton, 9-minute epic. Excellent song from Slow Hand. It didn't stand a chance against this international smash hit that Christian so judiciously chose.
It only has 6 million streams on YouTube, man. I was concerned.
Yeah, digging deep. Turns out you pulled it out, 58 to 42%.
Sorry, man, but I am ahead for the first time in a very long time.
Okay.
And I feel good about it.
Good for you. I'd invite you to pound it with walnuts. Enjoy this song. You can't turn away from this song. It's fantastic.
Yeah, turn
it
up.
10cc on 100.3 The Sound. All right. So I lost Song Fight. I'm 2 songs down, but I was made a better person for listening to that song.
You're welcome, man.
Another song tomorrow from each of us on Song Fight 3:40. Join us and participate. Exercise your civil duty.
D-O-O-D-I-E?
Yes. Yeah,
well done.
100 minutes commercial free on 100.3 The Sound.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
That doesn't sound right.
Oh, it's good. It's fine. We're playing it off the computer. It can't be wrong. It's not like vinyl.
No, this isn't right.
Open your eyes. Look up to the sky.
Yep.
No. No, you're I don't. What are you hearing that I'm not hearing? Right here.
I'm just a
no.
Oh,
just
like, I see what the sound right machine went offline. Hold on just a second.
Oh, you didn't have that on?
Yeah, I had it
in?
Off. Let's try it again.
Oh, Chandles.
It's better. It's better. Well, that about tears it. It's 100.3, The Sound of Southern California. 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. Actually, more than that.
Wow.
It was a real hootenanny.
And a victory for me in Song Fight.
Yeah, that's the cherry on top.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
You got it, pal.
You know, some people, maybe you're listening to the show and you're thinking, gosh, I like those guys, but I'd rather hear them without all the pesky music.
Yes.
We've got a podcast. Takes that music out. You can
right
hear the whole thing.
Yep.
It's the whole show lasts 3 minutes and 40 seconds.
Yep.
And someone said something lovely about it just today.
Yes, on the Facebook, I want to thank Greg Shriver, who said, "You two juggleheads make me laugh. Don't stop."
Well, that's nice.
Thanks, buddy.
We'll be back tomorrow doing it again at 3 o'clock.
Like a pair of juggleheads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rita Wild's coming up here in just a moment or so, and we're going to turn things over to her right after we all sing a lovely little song together. Let's get ready to do that next. Live life. Thanks, everybody. We're back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So good night and sleep tight. Pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer. Every dream comes true. And though it's always.
It's on the fretboard somewhere.
Zero. You'll find it. New part. I got hit with a bubble.
I know you'll always remain in my heart. So good night, sleep tight, and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish, a non-denominational prayer. Every day comes true. And now, until we meet again,
I say adios.
Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen.
Good night, Silas. I love you so much.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
And good night, baby.
Yeah.
That was Rita Wild's voice.
Yeah.
Impersonating. She's in next. 100.3 The Sound. Good night.
Good night. Sammy, enjoy the Who.